In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we mark the quincentenary, or 500th anniversary, of the Lutheran Reformation. For five centuries, the Church of the Augsburg Confession, evangelical Catholics come to be known as Lutherans, have marked this day as the birthday of the Lutheran Church, or shall we say, the rebirthday of the Holy Church throughout the world. But why this day? And what exactly are we celebrating or commemorating? I'm reminded of the temptation faced by young seminarians learning to preach, or pastors in their first year of ministry, namely, the temptation to feel like you have to include everything from Genesis through Revelation right away in one sermon. Well, in a similar way, with such a major milestone of the history of the Reformation, one feels completely inadequate to address the entire significance of such a thing. Therefore, let us narrow it down. Why this day? Well, because it was on October 31st, 1517, the eve of All Saints' Day, that the Augustinian monk named Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg. Little did he know, little could he know, that anyone, much less all over the world, 500 years later, would make such a big deal out of what he intended only as a call for discussion and debate of certain religious issues. Certainly he knew what he proposed would make for at least some lively discussion. But he hoped that this would lead to some seriously needed theological reforms in his Catholic Church. Therefore, if you will permit the pun, to really nail down our consideration today, let's take only the first of the 95 theses, namely, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. With one word, Luther set the stage for a way of understanding the Christian faith that was meant first to conserve the foundation of the Christian church, the whole history of it, and yet also to keep some of what the church had added to that foundation that did not contradict it. This, of course, meant eliminating those additions that did contradict the foundational teaching of Christ. Now, all Christians agree that repentance is necessary, a necessary feature of the saving faith. The sorrow and contrition of conscience, aware of its violation of God's law, and faith in God's gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. That's why we in the Missouri Synod have come up with the overall theme this year: it's still all about Jesus. But not all are in agreement with the rest of that statement, the idea that repentance be a mark of the entire life of believers. In our Reformation Day Gospel from John 9, John 8, I don't think I'm going to get that right at all today. That one that you heard. Jesus did not say to the Jews who had believed him, "If you hear my word once and repent, then you're my disciples." He said, "If you abide, if you remain, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples." As Luther's first thesis said it, he wills the entire life of believers to remain and abide in his word. For the truth is that we all remain sinners. And so we always have something of which to repent. Even as we are counted as saints by God, by faith in Jesus Christ, saints and sinners at the same time, as long as we make our way through this veil of tears. Now, what is his word that we're to remain in? Well, obviously, everything that he taught and said. But more than that, as the word of God himself, we are to remain in him. He is behind every word of the inspired, inerrant, holy scriptures from Genesis through Revelation. And that's the biggest and the main thing we should celebrate on this day, the fact that what drove Luther was always the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. This sounds simple enough, but in practice, it's something else. I love how Luther wrote about a man named Andreas Karlstadt in his Against the Heavenly Prophets of 1525. Karlstadt, the sometime friend of Luther at the beginning, was when Luther was holed up as a fugitive in the Wartburg Castle, here comes Karlstadt, sounding more like our cartoon character Mighty Mouse singing, "Here I come to save the day." But instead of saving the day, he actually made things worse. Among those we call the radical reformers, he was the one who went too far, tearing out images and statues. He'd fit today in our country. And anything that looked Catholic, causing all manner of chaos among the people. Then when Karlstadt began to adopt a view of the Lord's Supper that denied the real presence of Christ's body and blood, saying the bread and wine only represent these, Luther wrote these words. "Our teaching is that bread and wine do not avail. I will go still farther. Christ on the cross and all his suffering and his death do not avail, even if, as you teach, they are acknowledged and meditated upon with the utmost passion, ardor, heartfulness. Something else must always be there. What is it? The Word, the Word, the Word. Listen, lying spirit, the Word avails. Even if Christ were given for us and crucified 1,000 times, it would all be in vain if the Word of God were absent and were not distributed and given to me with the bidding, 'Take this. This is for you. Take what is yours.'" Jesus said, "You are truly my disciples if you continue in my word." And so our Lutheran preachers are schooled in the proper interpretation of scriptures. Exegesis, the process of bringing out the full and complete meaning of a scripture passage. Avoiding eisegesis, on the other hand, any reading into the word what's not really there. As when Karlstadt, Zwingli, and the Reformed to this day insist that Jesus' word, "This is my body," means merely, "This represents my body." "Is" means is. Even presidents know that, whether you're speaking of directly or metaphorically. The verb is steady. Just because you can't understand how bread and wine can become the Lord's body and blood doesn't mean it can't happen. So it is the Word. The Word. We always return to those words of institution to avoid any false teaching. It makes all the difference. It educates and informs faith. This was the most important difference I noticed when I was coming as a teenager over from the LCA, the Lutheran Church in America, into a Missouri Synod congregation. I was immediately impressed with how seriously and centrally people listened to and treated God's word. Look at his little catechism. What seems to be the main concern there, especially in his explanation of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. God's name is kept holy when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity. God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit so that by his grace we believe his holy word. God's will is done when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word. We believe in holy baptism because Christ promises in his word, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Or listen to Luther's hymns. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. Come, holy light, guide divine, now cause the word of life to shine. Therefore my hope is in the Lord and not in mine own merit. It rests upon his faithful word to them of contrite spirit. The people's pasture is thy word, their souls to feed and nourish. Your invitation summons forth every nation by your holy precious word in every place resounding. So one word summarizes the ongoing reformation of the church. Repent. Because it is the Holy Spirit, it is by it, the Holy Spirit turns us around from running away from God to coming to him for life and salvation. Another hymn writer caught this when he wrote, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. There's so much more to say. No wonder I couldn't choose but one thing. Over 70 volumes now of Luther's works, the American edition. All the doctrinal writings and the confessions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church. Today we give thanks to God for this angel, this messenger, with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And today, this day, we recall that it all began with one word, repent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.